Good morning. Welcome to the CRA Resource Show. For those of you who are not aware, CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with a single focus of providing CRAs for clinical studies across North America. My name is Angela Roberts, and today I want to talk to you about being ghosted by recruiters. Happens to everybody. The experience, the aspiring CRAs, being ghosted is a real problem. So I wanted to talk to you about what causes this job application black hole. Way back in the day before I worked to start this company with my partner, I was initially working with IBM. And when I first started thinking about leaving IBM, I started applying to senior level IT positions in the downtown Atlanta area. You know what? I knew I was qualified for those positions, but I received zero feedback on my job applications. I was frustrated, was insulted, and quite honestly, I felt hopeless. Wanted to be in control of my career. Didn't really know what my next steps could be, though, because I just didn't feel supported by anybody. And I am sure that you job seekers out there probably feel the same way when you're ghosted as well. So now that I'm on the recruiting side, I've learned that there's always a reason why job seekers don't receive a response to their job applications. Actually, there are several. So let's take a look at what could be causing job recruiters to ghost you nowadays, and maybe it can help you to avoid that as well. The first thing I think is that most job seekers believe that their job application is about them. I'm actually doing a poll about this right now, and I've seen some interesting responses. And if you walk away from reading or listening to this podcast or reading in the articles that we have posted out there with nothing more than this one tidbit, this is the most important of everything I'm going to say this morning. This job post, any job post, doesn't exist because you need a job. It doesn't exist to enable you to work from home, enable you to grow your career, enable you to make more money, enable you to homeschool your kiddo. Insert your personal reason here. The job post, this is the reality, the job post is because the company has a need. And it bears repeating it. The job post is out there because the company has a need. Now, in a perfect world, your personal needs and the career objectives that you have will align with what the company needs. That's what makes a perfect match. But the real question is, how do you, as a mature job seeker, clearly articulate what you need while also showing that you're in alignment with what the company needs? Let me give you an example. Just recently hired a virtual assistant. And those of you who have followed me for a while now know that I'm a huge fan of pre-qualifying candidates by asking a series of questions through email before progressing them to an interview. Now, these questions are not hard. They're pretty simple, actually. I mean, there are usually a handful of competency questions. Like, for example, in this case, it was how many years of experience do you have with databases and scheduling appointments and, you know, that type of thing. But I always throw in my most important question. This is my favorite one, is why did you apply for this particular position? Now let's talk about what some wrong answers are. But before I tell you the wrong answers, I want to reset your head because I want you to think, why in the world do you think that a hiring manager is asking that question? And oh, by the way, hiring managers thinking that question whether they ask it or not. So you need to have it front and foremost in your brain whenever you're considering the job application or any part of the hiring process. The secret? There isn't a hiring manager alive who doesn't want to believe that you have hand-selected their position. Which means, if you approach the job application process while only viewing your side, your needs, your ambitions, then you're taking a very flawed approach to the job search. So now that we've talked a little bit about this question, maybe I don't need to tell you the wrong answers, but let me give you some of the top ones that I've experienced because it has an impact on how I, as either the hiring manager or job seeker, view these applicants. Probably the number one answer I get, which is the number one wrong answer, is I was laid off from my other job. Now, I'm really sorry. I'm truly sorry. And my heart goes out. This is the reason why I help run and manage this business. I want to help people who want a career opportunity or a position or whatever. But if that is your only reason for applying to my job post, you know what I'm hearing? I need a job and you've got one available. What a way to make me feel special. Do you want to know what every hiring manager is thinking when you use that reason? Because here's what I think. I have put my blood, my sweat, and my tears into this company. Do you really think I would hand the reins over to someone who, well, doesn't care about my blood, sweat, and tears? That's the reality of it. I mean, you could work at a fast food restaurant and gain income. You can sell shoes to gain income. This does not answer my question as to why you applied for this particular position over every other option that's out there. You have to be able to articulate that, because the real answer is you need to speak to something in the position that resonated with you. Why do you want this particular position? I get it. If you're like me, you've got a mortgage to pay. You got kiddos that need to go to college. But why this job? Why this job over every other job out there? If you can't make me as the recruiter or the hiring manager see that you want this particular job and that it's important to you, you're not likely to progress. Another wrong answer is I would be able to work from home. Now, I've worked from home since the year 2000. I traveled extensively whenever I worked with IBM, and I absolutely loved working out of my home office when I wasn't on a plane. It was nice to be able to have that flexibility, and so I get it, but surely something else about the job description or the company's philosophy or the projects, something else has to resonate with you. I was interviewing recruiters several years ago when I asked one candidate what challenge she felt that she would have to overcome when it came from working from home. Hey, listen, everybody's got to have a challenge. If you've never worked from home before, trust me, there are challenges. But she didn't think there would be. She felt there would be no challenge because she'd be able to keep her laundry caught up, the house clean. She'd always have dinner ready for her family when they arrived home from work and school. And then another gal told me that she had decided to homeschool her 8-year-old. So working from home would be very convenient as she'd be able to balance both. Yikes! I mean, that's just frightening as a hiring manager. Look, it takes a lot of effort and quite a few arguments to make your friends and family understand that working from home means working from home. And while I love that we offer work-at-home positions, I want to speak with candidates who selected our opportunities because the job is cool, the function or the challenge or the company is awesome or something. I also want to know how you, as a work-from-home team member, is going to be able to keep your work-at-home and life-at-home tasks separately. It's a lot more challenging than you think, so be able to articulate that whenever you're actually going through the progression for the hiring process. Another wrong answer, this job will allow me to travel. And of course, you've always wanted to travel. Trust me. It isn't as glamorous as you think. So if you select a position due to travel alone, you will likely be very dissatisfied at some point. When I traveled for IBM, I often went straight from the plane to my client's site. I would work all day, and then I would either head back to the hotel for a quick bite and check up email or head back to the airport for my next flight out. If you see the travel as a perk to a position that already sounds interesting to you, great. But articulate that. Be sure to discuss the traits about the position that makes you want to apply. The tasks, the challenges, the differences you will make, that's what the hiring manager wants to hear. But never, never explain that you applied for a travel position just because you want to travel. That is not going to get you anywhere with the hiring manager. Another wrong answer? It's a better answer. Still a wrong answer, though. I was looking through the job ads and your post seemed interesting. There are definitely good aspects of that answer, but it is not good enough. You've got to be specific and you've got to be personal. What seemed interesting specifically? Why did it seem interesting? You have to show that this particular post aligns with your personal career goals. So articulate that. It's important. And then the last wrong answer, and this actually just happened to me this past week, so it's on my frontal lobe, so I want to share it with you, but we see it actually a lot. I'll be happy to answer that question during an interview. No. No, you won't. Because part of the application process for me was to have you to complete pre-qualification questions to win an interview. So if you can't be bothered to follow the process, you're not going to win an interview. This type of response is one that we receive more often than not, quite honestly. And it tells us one of four things that we automatically feel for the candidate. A, you don't have the competency or the willingness to follow simple directions. B, you can't be bothered to work through the request. I could call that lazy. Or maybe you're just taking the path of least resistance, whatever. You have an issue with authority, and therefore we are always going to be butting heads. Or you have such a high opinion of yourself that you have a feeling of entitlement, which makes you think you deserve to progress without any other reason except for the fact of your awesomeness. And I know I sound very catty here, but there are reasons why there's a methodology in hiring processes. If you are applying for jobs and you were not following directions, that is not going to get you to end game. It's all part of the process. And we look at every step of the process. Understand that you're competing with other candidates. I recommend that you follow the process as well. Because at the end of the day, the point of every job, seriously, the point of every job post is this. There isn't a hiring manager alive who doesn't want to believe that you have hand-selected their position. So again, I will repeat myself. That means that if you approach the job application process while only viewing your side, your needs, your ambitions, then you are taking a very flawed approach to your job search. And you should think of this too. Maybe you aren't as qualified as you think you are. I felt that I was qualified for every single one of those positions that I applied for, but clearly the job recruiter saw something different. So maybe it didn't have anything to do with me. Maybe it had to do with the fact that I was an extremely competitive field. Other candidates were much better than I were. Perhaps. I don't know. But it's definitely an opportunity for you to self-assess, for you to take a look at your job applications, your methodologies, and to see if there's something that you could have done differently. Now, this does not excuse the non-response from your recruiter, but it does give you an opportunity for reflection. So how do you work with a recruiter to find a job? When I first started working in this industry many, many years ago, one of my candidates was an older gentleman that had been in the industry for a really long time. He was what I actually classified as a jack of all trades. He had done a little bit of this and a little bit of that throughout the industry and throughout his career. I liked him. He was really sweet. And I hadn't yet learned the lesson that hiring managers want to select candidates who are clearly in control of their career. I was unable to find a position for him. He became quite rude. He accused me of letting him down and my feelings were hurt. But you know what? I learned a very valuable lesson as it related to my role as a CRA job recruiter. So let's talk about that job recruiter's true role, because you need to hear this as a job seeker. If you choose to work with recruiters during your job search, it's important to understand the recruiting specialist role. Please note that I understand there are many bad recruiters in the industry. And while I hope that you've experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly, let me take a brief moment to highlight some of the key characteristics of a quality job recruiter. An honest, highly qualified, and well-respected recruiter is after only two things. First, building exceptional relationships with both quality candidates and hiring managers, because their second goal is to match those outstanding candidates with those awesome hiring managers. And it has to be done in a way that's for the highest good of all parties. The other thing is that honest, highly qualified, and well-respected recruiters will not work with poorly qualified or unprofessional candidates, and they will not work with poorly managed companies or unprofessional hiring managers. We will never put a good CRA over to a bad company. It's important. And that, therefore, I should say, it's very important that you're very picky about the recruiters that you use. This is a message to both job seekers and hiring managers, because a bad recruiter can ruin your brand very quickly. So what do? You recruit the recruiter. You should hand select your recruiters just like you hand select your jobs. The relationship between quality recruiter and their hiring manager is very strong. Likewise, the relationship between a quality recruiter and their candidates also very strong. And that's what you're looking for, is an advocate, someone to support you, whether you're a job seeker or a hiring manager alike, someone that gets it and is there to support you. And when you're recruiting that recruiter and you're interviewing them, there are 4 or 5 questions that I would recommend that you ask. First question, make sure you know what their methodology is for submitting your resume. You never want a recruiter to submit your resume without your permission. So ask them, what's your methodology to gain my permission before you share my credentials with anybody? And if they don't have a firm methodology or a corporate policy, steer clear. You certainly do not want your resume out there without your knowledge. That will damage your brand very quickly. The other thing that a good recruiter will do is they're going to give you all the details they can about that. Not only the position, but about the company culture, why the position is open to begin with, what's going on there. So the question that you have for them is, so that you can make an informed decision, you as the job seeker, so that I can make an informed decision prior to being submitted, what can you tell me about the details of the company and the job and the company culture and all of that? If it's a good recruiter and they have a good relationship, they're going to be able to tell you that. Number one reason why people leave a position is because of the company culture. It's nothing to do with any other reason. So make your decision based off your knowledge of the company culture. It starts with a recruiter. A good recruiter will give you that detail. The other thing that a good recruiter will do is to help you prepare for your interviews. Now, this doesn't mean that the good recruiter is going to teach you how to answer basic competency questions like what's GCP and that type of thing. That's not it at all. But recruiters should be able to give you insight onto the recruiting and the interviewing methodology on behalf of the company. Who are you going to be speaking with? What's their role in the company? What are their hot buttons? What do they care about? What baggage are they bringing to the table? Why is the position open? All of these things that are so critically important. You having that information going into that interview is gold. And the recruiter, if they have that kind of solid relationship with the client, will be able to provide that to you and make you a much more competitive job seeker. So definitely make sure you poke in that area. And then the other area that I would say that any good recruiter will do for you is to help you build your brand. So ask them, what are you going to do to help me be more competitive? They should be working on your social media presence and what kind of digital footprint that you have out there, and help you tailor your resume and cover letter specifically for the position. Help you understand what either your hourly rate or your compensation requirements should be. They should be your consultants and your coach. And if your recruiters aren't doing that, then perhaps you need to select a different recruiting company or recruitment specialist in general. Because I will tell you this, what a high-quality recruiter really wants from you is honesty, transparency, and above all, a relationship. So with that being said, if you're going to be honest with each other, and that goes both ways, don't stretch your dates to hide a blip in your employment. Don't pretend to have experiences, educations, or qualifications you really don't have. And be honest about what you're really looking for. Help us to help you, because that's what makes a really big difference. If you're giving me everything you know and you want, and I'm telling you everything I know and I want, now we have a partnership and we can work together to help you find the position that you're looking for. Quality job recruiters are very particular about the candidates that they send over to their clients because they have a great relationship with their clients. They're also very particular because they want to have a great relationship with the candidates too. And that starts with honesty, integrity, and a strong relationship. So working with a recruiter during your job search could be very beneficial to you if you choose the right one and if you're honest and transparent with them. So make sure you're recruiting your recruiter. Make sure you're building a great relationship that will help you to avoid ghosting by the recruitment or hiring team. But first and foremost, realize your job applications are not just about you. It's about a partnership and about what you're trying to accomplish and what the company's trying to accomplish, and hopefully there's an alignment. I hope that this helps, and I really do appreciate you listening today. Hey, listen, I know that you have many options when it comes to selecting which recruitment company to partner with. We do take pride in working with the highest quality CRAs and site managers, but also with only the highest quality pharmas, biotechs, and medical device companies. So thank you again for listening, and if there's anything we can do for you, please feel free to reach out at craresources.com, and we look forward to hearing from you.